Thank you for joining our podcast. We hope that this message will both teach and encourage you. Here's today's message.
And also, you can see them.
I can see,
we'll
yeah.
Get them to look.
That's right. All right. Well, you guys probably think, does T ever talk about anything other than prayer? Because I got to looking back, and the last few times I've talked, it has been about prayer. But I don't think you can talk about it too much. I don't think you can do it too much. And I think any time we can get tips from Scripture that will make our prayer life better, it's just all win-win, right? It's never a bad thing. So, job description of a prayer warrior. I think job descriptions are important. It helps us to know what we're responsible for. What? I don't want it in front of my mouth, Kenny. It makes me louder. Can you not hear me? Really? I can hear me. Okay. Is that better? Okay. All right. Job descriptions are important. It helps us to know what we can do, what we can't do sometimes. Unless, like at my job, the job description is certain things, and then at the end in small print it says, and anything else you're asked to do, basically. So it's everything. But they're necessary. It helps us to know what a responsibility is. And we do have a responsibility as Christians of how to act, things we're supposed to do. So it is important. It's important to know our role, and it's important to know that everybody should be a prayer warrior, right? Everybody. It's not just certain people in the church that you say, oh, I bet she can pray so good, you know, or he can pray so good. That's a prayer warrior right there. We're all prayer warriors. So we all need to take up our role there. Philippians 4:4-7 says, always be full of joy in the Lord. I say it again, rejoice. Let everyone see that you are considerate in all you do. Remember, the Lord is coming soon. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. Then you'll experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. Now, that's the New Living Translation, but I wanted to read the Amplified Version as well. It brings out a little bit more. It says, rejoice in the Lord. Delight. Take pleasure in Him. Again, I say, rejoice. Let your gentle spirit, your graciousness, unselfishness, mercy, tolerance, and patience be known to all people. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious or worried about anything, but in everything, every circumstance and situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, continue to make your specific requests known to God. And the peace of God, that peace which reassures the heart, that peace which transcends all understanding, that peace which stands guard over your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus is yours. It's good. That's a lot of stuff, right? Yeah. A lot of good stuff. I didn't make a PowerPoint for that one, but mainly because I couldn't cut and paste. I couldn't find it. I would have to type it all out, so I got lazy. But point one, always be full of the Lord and rejoice. We should be happy, right? Now, I have a couple of pictures of not happy. That little one is not happy. I don't know why she's not happy, but she's obviously not happy. Next picture. This guy just seems sad, doesn't he? He's just kind of bent over, just kind of sad, dejected, alone, nobody around him. But the next picture, joy. Is he rejoicing or what? He's also limber and can jump, right? The next one, aw, that joy bubbles. She's chasing the bubbles, joyful. The next one, now this is funny because when I looked up joy on the internet, there was a whole lot of pictures of food. So that was one of them right there. So food, I guess, and when you look at sad, there is no food. You'd think there would at least be chocolate, right? Because us ladies, when we're sad, we want to eat chocolate. There was not even any chocolate, but yeah.
There might be white chocolate in there.
Not on the sad website. There might be some in there, but
might be some white.
Maybe. Those of us who don't cook would have no idea.
What's hidden in there?
We don't know. But you'll never be accused of being joyful in the Lord if you never smile. You will never be accused of it, ever. I remember a story of when I was a teenage girl, and my dad probably doesn't even remember this, but I was, you know, I don't know how the conversation even started, but I was upset because nobody liked me. You know, woe is me, nobody likes me, and I don't have any friends, and, you know, all of that stuff. And my dad, I don't know if you remember saying this, but he said this to me. He said, well, if you'd smile every once in a while, you might have some friends. And I thought, I'm going to try that. So the next day, I remember going to school and walking through the halls. And normally, where I would just be in my own little world or just going from point A to point B and not paying attention to anybody, I was just smiling at everybody. And people started smiling back. People started talking to me who didn't otherwise talk to me. So you find out that people are attracted to happy people, people who are smiling. And as Christians, we should be happy, joyful people. Monday at work was a day, was a Monday on steroids. It was rough, to say the least. You know, upset employees in some situations. We had a patient come in. He wasn't the patient, his son was, and he was supposed to have an exam, and somehow, when they scheduled him, they forgot to save it. So he wasn't anywhere on the schedule. We were full. And the man had driven 45 minutes to get there, had a babysitter for his other child that was at home. So I talked to the tech and everybody, and I'm like, look, can we put him in at your lunch. You know, we'll buy you lunch if you'll do this patient during your lunch because, you know, we goofed up. We need to make it right. So he agreed to do that. Well, the man says, but I have a babysitter and she can't stay past a certain time. And I said, can you call her and I'll pay her $50 to stay later? Because, you know, I mean, first of all, this was an expensive test, so $50 wasn't much. I mean, you know, in the big scheme of things. But to make it right, for him to have to drive home and all that stuff, so he called her for $50. She was willing to stay. So she stayed. We got the man done, so we got through that hassle. Then I got a call. A lady chewed me out because we had the gall to ask her to pay for her exam, you know. We were just mean, and we don't care about her. We just care about money and all of that, you know. Thought that's why I paid that guy $50, because all I care about is money. You know? But I didn't say that. But, you know, you just get all these things. And so normally, by the end of a day like that, I would have walked out like this, you know. I would have just felt heaviness. But all day long, I just kept saying, it'll be all right. It'll be fine. Tomorrow will be better. It'll be okay. And just partly, I really felt that way. Some days I don't feel that way. But I have to do that because people under me can't see me crumble. So I have to pretend. But really, I felt like, everything will be okay, you know? So I just felt that joy of the Lord, even in that situation. And the next day, I was praying on my way to work. And I said, Lord, thank you that yesterday didn't kill me. And then I started laughing. Y'all, I laughed and prayed all the way to work. I mean, just laughed in my car. And I'm thinking to myself, finally, I thought, you know, it's a little bit lighter outside on my way to work now. People can see me. I know. Maybe they think I'm talking on the phone. But, you know, it was just a joyful time. And we just have to have that joy of the Lord, even in the midst of stuff. Because there's stuff every day. Every day something comes against us. You know, the enemy does not like to leave us alone, does he? But we can still have the joy of the Lord. So we've got to smile and be happy so that people see that. And then we have to be considerate. And all you do, don't be afraid to let people see it. People need to see your consideration. See that you treat other people nicely. When people see kindness, unselfishness, tolerance, and patience, they're drawn to it. Now, the word tolerance has kind of a bad connotation right now because people throw it out there trying to make you think you have to condone everything, you know? And that's not what tolerance means. Tolerance means, you know, when you have a bad day, just kind of tolerate it and go on, you know? Tolerance is, you know that sinners sin, right? That's what they do. And not that you say that that's okay, but you have patience with them, knowing that sometimes it's people who are newly saved, who are coming along, and we think they should have it all just like that, and it doesn't always happen. We've got to tolerate some of that and have tolerance and patience with people and kind of bring them along. But prayer warriors should be considerate. Prayer warriors should understand. Pray for these people who are maybe are still in their sin or are saved and kind of acting like they're still in their sin, you know. We need to pray for these people and be that intercessor for them and help bring them along. So we need to be considerate in how we treat people as well. When we're at a restaurant, and we've talked about this before, don't be mean if they get your order wrong, you know. It's all right to tell them it's wrong, but you don't have to be ugly about it, you know. Just be kind, you know. Could you cook this just a little bit more? It's mooing at me, you know, or something. But just, you know, just be nice. And then don't worry, be happy. And the scripture says don't worry about anything. You know that song, Don't Worry, Be Happy? Yeah. Be happy. Yep. But when you're worried, what are you focused on? You're focused on your problem. Totally consumed by your problem when you're worried. And worry robs you of joy. When you're concentrating on your worry and everything that's going on, you're not thinking about the Lord. You're not thinking about anything. You're thinking about gloom, despair, and agony on me. Remember that song? Yes, that's all you're thinking about is what's going on in my life right now that is really upsetting me right now. You're not thinking about your great God that you serve. You're not thinking about the many times God has yanked you out of situation after situation in the past. You're not thinking about any of that. You're thinking about this little thing right here in front of you, and you're making it bigger by the more attention that you give it. So you've got to make sure that you don't worry about anything. And you know what that word anything means in the Bible?
Everything.
Everything, anything. That's what it means. It's not a hidden meaning that says, oh, well, only the important stuff or whatever. It means anything. And then pray about everything. Everything. Sometimes we worry about things. We play it over and over in our mind. And then we think, uh-oh, y'all, sorry. I was sneezing there. Oh, it went away. Okay. I thought I was going to sneeze. We play things over and over in our mind, and we really think that we've prayed about it. We think we have. I have had conversations with people in my mind, thinking I've actually talked to them, meaning to talk to them about it, and then I didn't. And I'll say, oh, remember the other day we talked to them? And I'm like, no. And I think, oh, well, maybe I only thought it. But we do that with the Lord. I mean, it's worrying is what it is. We're worrying about a situation, and we think we've talked to the, because we've played it over in our mind, we think we've talked to the Lord about it, and he's going to take care of it. And, you know, he might, in his mercy, take care of it, but really we didn't ask him to because we've really just been worrying, not talking to the Lord about it. We've got to stop it, think about what we're thinking about, stop it, and then start talking to the Lord about it and just tell him, you know, oh, and I've done it before. I've said, Lord, I am just thinking about this, and I'm not real. I haven't talked to you about it. I haven't opened my mouth. I haven't said, Lord, help me with this. I've just been going on about it. So we've got to make sure that we are truly talking to the Lord about what we're worried about or what's going on, and then leave it there. Leave it with them. You know, we are so many times we'll take something, we'll say, Lord, I am laying this at your feet. And then we come back and say, Lord, I'm taking it back. Then we'll go, Lord, I'm laying at your feet. Oh, no, I'm taking it back. You know? We've got to quit doing that. We've got to leave it there, turn around, and walk off, and let the Lord handle it. Praying about everything includes telling God what you need and thanking Him for what He has done. Be specific. Monday morning, before I had my little joy fest with the Lord on the way to work, I specifically said, "Thank you for not letting yesterday kill me." And then I started laughing. And then I was able to, you know, talk to the Lord about it. Thank you for that man not being ugly when we messed his appointment up. He could have been real ugly, believe me. But he wasn't. He was like, you know, I know stuff happens. And, you know, I'm thankful for people like that. That is a blessing, you know. And now the other lady, but but you know what? It's okay. I just apologize that she was upset, you know, and that's all you can do and go on. But be specific. Think about, there are times I lay in bed in the morning and I say, "Lord, thank you for covers." Mm-hmm. I like covers. Mm-hmm. Thank you when it's hot for air conditioning. You know? The other day, the hot water heater went out. We had to get another one. But thank you, Lord, for hot water. Amen? Because when you have a cold shower, it's not fun. But, you know, the Lord blesses us with so many things. We have so much to be thankful about. Amen. So much. And, you know, you think it's little things. A roof over your head is not a little thing. Ask somebody who's homeless. It's a big thing. Vehicles with heated seats. Yes, Lord. I love it. Heated seats are a miracle from the Lord. I love them. So there are just things, you know, that the Lord blesses us with every day, and we don't think about it. We take it for granted. And we need to be thankful for what God has done for us. So pray about everything includes telling God what you need and thanking Him for what He's done. And then thank God for what He's done changes your focus, because now you're focused on His greatness and not your issues. You're thanking Him for things He has done in the past, things that He's working on now that, you know, is, you're no longer looking at your problem. Because when I'm sitting here and I'm looking at Brother Chano, I see you guys out of the corner of my eyes, but I'm focused on Brother Chano. So you guys could be doing something, I really don't know what. You could be sleeping, I don't know. But if I look and I look at Loretta, I'm focused on Loretta. And I see them, you see? So if I'm focused on God, my problems are out here. And I'm not focused on that. But when I'm focused on the problem, then God is out here. And that's never a good thing. So we need to be focused on God. So the benefits of all this, according to the scripture, is if you do these things, you experience God's peace. Not our peace, but God's peace. And then God's peace guards your heart. And God's peace guards your mind. And we need our hearts and our minds guarded, don't we?
Yes.
Especially this day and time. We need these things guarded. So, in conclusion, we need to be joyful. We need to be considerate. Don't worry about anything. Pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for what He has done. Thank Him for everything. I mean, really, really treasure hunt. I would really encourage you just to thank Him for your shoes. You know, thank Him that you have a watch that tells time. You know, thank Him for, thank you for your phone so people can text and bother you. You know, thank Him for all these things. I mean, we really need to be thankful and prayer warriors, and that is the mark of a prayer warrior. So, Father, we just come before You. Father, I pray that You help me to be a better prayer warrior, Father. You help me to be more thankful. You help me, Father, to be just able, Father, to not worry about things, but just to come to You with everything, Father. Lord, I pray that You help each and every one of us to do that. Let everyone see our witness, see that we are considerate of others. Lord, help us to make a difference, Father, by the way we act and the way we present ourselves to people as well. Father, I pray that You would just bless us today, bless each and every one here, and I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. So.